Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
If you're agitated, confused, or shaking your head, our work here is done. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I was invited by, we did a VIP thing for the vets and went to the Veterans Ball, and so I went to go see the Democrats and Republicans. Yeah, I went to the inauguration.
I'm not attacking you.
You get this out. I'm not kidding. You got to be real careful around here. You know, you get beat up. If you don't believe what everybody believes, this is like 30s Germany. I don't know what happened. If you're not part of the group.
What about Tim Allen? You're one of the few conservatives in Hollywood. What the viewers may not know yet is you have to go underground. It's very rare for somebody to come out.
What I find odd in Hollywood is that they didn't like Trump because he was a bully. But if you had any kind of inkling that you were for Trump, you got bullied for doing that. Mm-hmm. And that's where it gets a little hypocritical to me, is that you can now bully people. And you're always on the defense with this.
You mentioned the number of liberals in Hollywood. There's a lot of them who are in very powerful positions. I think there's a lot of people who are probably not liberal who pretend they are. And there's a lot of conservatives who pretend they're not. And that's a very sad thing.
But Hollywood, there is a group of people in Hollywood that are conservative, but by the nature of the word itself, they're just reticent to speak out. And they're reticent because they feel that they'll maybe lose work or they'll be chastised in some way.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I'm Kate Daly, your host. I've got Melissa Smith with me in this hour, which I'm excited. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kate.
Excellent. We have a lot to talk about and a lot of places to go in this hour. And really and truly, that is so true about Holly Weird, as we call it. Tim Allen, Clint Eastwood, and Gerald Mullen talking all about what it's like to be a conservative in Hollywood and how people are bullied. And that conversation, man, it's such a huge conversation right now because there's a lot of bullying going on. In a lot of different ways, and we're going to be addressing that just a little bit in today's hour. But I welcome you to the show. Go to katedalyradio.com. You can get podcasts on a lot of things you might not have even heard or on podcast on katedalyradio.com, and so you can actually give those a whirl, give those a listen, and share those. And the show is recorded into podcasts, so after the show, you can get the show dialed in on podcast and recorded as well. So isn't that great? And then also go to Balance of Nature and make sure you're ordering up. You can put in the code KATE, get 25% off, and what's fantastic about this product is you will feel a difference. In about a week, you'll start to feel more energy. You'll start to feel that you feel better. Your health is increased. You sleep better. You start to have your blood sugar sort of evened out. You are, with the drink and the supplement of all these 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, you're getting all of this nutrition. It's kind of like blasting your body with nutrition. And boy, do we need it. Boy, do we need it. You'll see your skin is clearer, more hydrated. I mean, there are so many benefits to getting your health in order that sometimes I wonder why we wait so long to take a supplement when we know our nutrition is not going to be fantastic enough to give us all of these health benefits. It clearly isn't. Otherwise, we'd already feel this way. So make sure you're bolstering up your immune system with Balance of Nature and put in the code KATE to get that savings, which it's so worth trying. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I searched far and wide for this product, and it really did have everything. It encompassed far more than I actually thought it would. So there's some great, great things about this. You can go to Balance of Nature and find out more. Melissa Smith, let's talk about, I want to talk about robot priests. This is such an interesting topic to me because I know somebody went, what? Robot priests. This is very, and atheism and all kinds, we're going to talk about all kinds of stuff in this hour. Go for it.
Well, this, your reaction was kind of the same as mine.
Yeah.
Robot priests, how could that work?
Right.
But apparently we all know that AI is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the variety of places where people are creating niche spots for AI is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So this one just kind of took me off guard.
Okay.
So there is the first one in the list is Mindar, is the name of a priest that delivers sermons and gives oversees religious ceremonies at a 400-year-old Buddhist temple in Japan.
Okay.
So you would expect the Japanese to automate first, right?
Well, yes, actually.
They have automated a shrine with, so there's no need to have a priest there to attend people that are there to worship.
Hmm.
You just get your little robot.
Okay.
It costs $1 million, and mm-hmm. it has a little female voice that is apparently very soothing. I think that's interesting. The comment from the chief steward at the temple, Tencho Goto, was, "This robot will never die. It will just keep updating itself and evolving. With the infusion of AI, we hope it will grow in wisdom to help people overcome even the most difficult troubles. It's changing Buddhism."
Yikes.
Well, yeah.
I can't even imagine this being a solution to anything. I mean, people want to talk to a human being. You want to connect. That's what really helps somebody. I just can't imagine AI taking that over. It's so fascinating. Ooh.
I know. Well, at what point, where is the boundary between what we worship and who we worship?
Hmm.
Is it possible that people will eventually worship AI as a god? If it has all the answers to all your problems,
ooh, that's a good
why don't
question.
We worship it?
That's a good question. All right. I'm with you.
So the next one here, which I think is really odd for a number of reasons, is from China. There's an android monk, whose name I can't pronounce in Chinese, but it provides spiritual guidance, and recites mantras from the Buddhist faith at a monastery in Beijing. Now, I think that's really curious because I thought Beijing was kind of hostile to religion anyway.
Well, there's no problem with vows. And I mean, that is kind of interesting. Yeah, that's to me, it's really going in the wrong direction for probably what their priority would be for what they're all about. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing that I always have to remember, it's always in the back of my head with AI, is we have to always remember who is programming the algorithm.
That's true.
There's always, at some place or another, we don't have AI smart enough to program itself yet, which is a blessing, I think. But if you are relying on the Chinese government to provide you with a machine that is going to give you spiritual guidance.
Right.
What kind of spiritual guidance do you think you're going to get?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And it does depend on who's doing it, who's programming it.
Right. It's all about the algorithm, right?
Right.
Well, they're doing this in India. And lest you think it's not happening, like, among Christians, so far we've given you non-Christian examples of it. There's a thing called Santo, which is short for Sanctified Theomorphic Operator, which is a robot that you can get in any number of statues for Catholic believers, and it will talk to you.
Oh my gosh.
It's equipped with software it uses to listen to people, scan their face for signs of, for specific emotions, mm-hmm. and select religious texts that may be relevant to their troubles.
I just can't imagine people wanting this. I mean, can you?
Santo was developed for elderly people to give comfort to elderly people in nursing homes. Now we can put grandma in the nursing home.
Yeah.
We don't ever have to visit her or have a human contact with her because she will have a little AI machine robot that will give her spiritual comfort.
So somebody that needs human interaction the most is going to get a robot to service their emotional needs. That's, wow.
Well, because old people make us feel uncomfortable, right?
That's what they say.
Why do I want to go visit grandma? Like, she smells like an old person, huh?
Right. You're right. You're right, though.
So now we can dispatch yet another part of our human experience to a robot.
Oh, it's disturbing. It really is. I
Very
don't like
disturbing.
It.
And mm-hmm. there was a lot in that sentence.
Yeah.
It's disturbing to me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I want a robot that listens to people. Mm-hmm. Scans their faces for signs of specific emotions and then gives them texts that could be relevant to their troubles. At what point, I wish you had a clip of the computer from 2001, like mm-hmm. the guy going, Hal, you know, open the hatch, Hal,
yeah,
let me back
right?
in. And Hal going, no.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because these machines can also program themselves, too, in addition, after being programmed, there's a lot of evidence of that. And so it's kind of, you know, you're right. And do you trust a machine to read you? I mean, I think of all the human emotions. I think of all the facial expressions. I think of the thousands of emotions one can feel. If you don't understand that person, you don't have a relationship with that person, you could come to some conclusions that would not be relevant in that person's case easily.
Well, what happens when, see, this is where I think AI is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when your religious robot, your spiritual guidance robot, that's in the nursing home mm-hmm. is looking at you saying, you know, this person's life is over. They need to just die already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I said. Who's writing the algorithm that determines what kind of spiritual guidance you get for which emotions?
Wow. And then
if you're
then,
feeling yeah. suicidal, does it say, well, that's okay. There's a better place waiting for you. Go ahead and do that.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what
every science fiction movie we've ever seen, from Soylent mm-hmm. Green as People all mm-hmm. the way through to, you know, Open the Hatch, Hal, mm-hmm. all comes back to this place. Seriously, why are we replacing people
right.
with robots?
It is a really scary thought because we're doing it, I think, to the tune that people still don't realize it's being done. Like, they just finished a house in Switzerland completely using AI to build a home, which replaces jobs, which replaces people. This, what you're talking about, is really on an emotional plane of reading people in moments of crisis, in their religious needs, and we're going to let robots do that. I can't imagine, because I'm, you know, as I can probably envision the faces of those listening right now on the show, you think, well, I would never do that, and I wouldn't either. But how likely would this come just because it's just part of who we become and part of everything that we are, kind of like a cell phone? Maybe that is what comes next. I don't know. It's sad to say it is. We'll be right back. More with Melissa when we come back on the Kate Daly Show. So glad you're tuned in today. Be right back.